Hello, everyone. This is Larry Goins. How are you doing? Welcome to another live Inner Circle biweekly Q&A calls. I hope everybody's doing great tonight. Anybody want to jump in and tell me who you are and where you're from?
I'm Howie Corun, Nashville, Tennessee.
Awesome.
I'm Sly here in snowy Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, no. Better you than me.
Yeah.
Anybody else? I know we got a lot of people on the line. All right, if nobody else wants to jump in and do a little intro, then I'll just go ahead and start taking questions. If it's your first time here, these are biweekly Q&A calls. Feel free to ask me anything you want to about real estate, about a deal, about the market, about what I'm doing, anything. I'm an open book. You can ask me anything about the deals we're doing or what we're doing or how we're doing it or anything that you have a question about your own deals or anything like that. So anybody that wants to, just fire away.
This is Howie in Nashville. I started out a while back and got sidetracked with a little illness, but I'm back now and I am real excited about the cheaper houses and refinancing, and I got a HUD contract approved in Memphis the other day. I think y'all are starting to bid some in Memphis now, but it was a $6,400 deal, and I didn't believe I could do it, but I got it for $64,000 and probably could have got it a little bit cheaper if I'd have stayed on. But
what was it listed
anyway,
for?
Listed for I think it was like 90, 95.
Okay. Yeah, you probably could have. I mean, it's listen, if the numbers work, if it works for you based on what you're wanting to do, there's nothing wrong with that. But we try to own those cheap properties. We try to pay about a third of what they're listed for. But the only difference is we make an offer on pretty much all of them, not only in Memphis, but all over the state. And all we're really looking for is two or three or four per state per month. That's all we're really looking for.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wanted to end the game, and so I'm in. So.
There you go. So you're going to do a seller finance deal with it?
Yes, sir.
That's great. That's great. Well, congratulations.
I've done a lot of seller finance, but nothing like this. I've been working on about a 10% to 30% markup for the refi, and I just never played with those numbers before.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what we do. We just look for the cheap properties and do those kind of deals. And, you know, one of the things we're doing is we make an offer on all the stuff, but we found out that our sweet spot for not only wholesaling but for seller finance is, you know, properties that are listed for 50,000, well, I shouldn't say 50, properties that we can sell for 50,000 or less, whether it's seller financing or cash. So we typically find that most of the properties that we are able to get under contract are listed for around 80 to 90,000 or less. That's kind of our sweet spot. We found out once we start selling a property, or trying to sell a property for more than $50,000, then typically it's a little bit more difficult to sell. But we do a lot of deals where we buy them for $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 and sell them for $25,000,
$35,000, $45,000, $50,000. Well, I've listened to your tape on that type of buying, and it works. I just finally got one. So
that's great.
Excited about it. So
that's great. Well, congratulations. Let us know how it turns out.
Thanks. Great.
Awesome. Awesome. And let me know if you need any help structuring your seller financing deal. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Excellent. Anybody else have a question or a comment or anything you're working on you want to share?
That you guys would be interested if we got a property in contract that you would be interested in buying.
Would I be, you were cutting out quite a bit, but I think you said if you got a property under contract, would I be interested in buying it? Is that correct?
Right. I thought you said that you would be interested in buying certain properties. So what were the parameters of those?
Well, it's no different than any other deal. You know, we typically, what we do is we take the ARV times 0.65.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, whatever that number is, like say the ARV is 100,000. We take that times 0.65. We subtract out what we think the repairs are going to be. Okay. We could either put a flat number on it, you know, say $20,000, or we could put, you know, $15 or $20 per square foot on it, depending on what kind of shape it looks like. So then we're going to subtract that out. Then we're going to subtract out what we want to make on the property. And we always try to make, you know, $12,000 to $15,000 on a deal. Usually it ends up being we make 10 to 12 on a deal. Now I've done deals where I broke even, I've done deals where I've lost money, but on the average they're right around probably $8,000 to $12,000 is about what we're netting, or I should say grossing, on a wholesale type deal. So anything that you want to send to me, it's pretty much gotta meet the same criteria. So basically what it would mean is you would have to not only subtract what I need to make, but subtract what you need to make as well, if that makes
sense. Right, okay. Perfectly understand. Yeah, that's good. And do you guys, are you buying, like, do you buy the notes too?
Well, I do buy some notes, only Filthy Rich's notes from Filthy Rich's students. But quite frankly, just because I got to resell them, all I'm really doing is brokering them. I can't pay as much as somebody else can.
Okay.
But I can buy them, but I just can't pay as much as somebody else can.
Sure. Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Good. I hope that helped. Cool. Anybody else have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, Larry. Yeah, this is Chris Bean finally getting a hold of you in Austin, Texas. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Okay, I got your email about looking for realtors in different parts of the country, and one was Texas, and
right,
getting a HUD, an NADI.
NAID number.
NAID, and I called HUD and got forms to fill out, and I'd be glad to try to look into doing that for you.
Now, are you a realtor in Texas?
Yeah, and a broker too.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. Well, I just signed somebody up to do that with me. But if that changes, I will be sure and let you know.
Right, right. Okay.
But I did just agree to work with somebody today who already has their NAID number in Texas.
Right, okay.
And they're already doing some HUD stuff, so they're already familiar with it and got everything set up. So, but if that changes, I'll definitely keep you in mind.
Okay. Good enough.
Excellent. Are you out there making some offers on deals?
Well, I do have a couple of deals I'm looking at and could use some help. Could I send them to your way, or, you know, just...
Yeah, just shoot them over to my email address, and I'll be glad to help you any way I can.
Okay, yeah, there's a lady got a hold of in Birmingham, Alabama with something. And it's Larry@LarryCohens.com.
You got it. Just be sure and put Inner Circle in the subject line. So
right,
I know
circle.
That it's from an Inner Circle student.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll just forward it on to one of my guys and have them look at it.
Right.
But if it says Inner Circle, I'll personally look at it.
Okay.
There you go.
Good deal.
Cool. Well, yeah, let me know if I can help you.
I've looked at too. Okay, yeah. Oh, one other thing.
Sure.
I've heard two different sides of the coin. One guy blasting, you know, can't find MLS deals, I mean, foreclosures and stuff on MLS, and another guy just ran and raving about finding MLS, I mean, foreclosure deals on the MLS.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's just... Is a glass half empty or half full? I don't know.
Well, you know how that is. You know, it's kind of like talking to the realtors. Every realtor you talk to, you ask them how the market is. You know, every other one's going to be it's great or it's horrible. You know,
right.
You just don't know, and it's all a matter of opinion. But you and I both know, and everybody on this call knows, that there are people out there doing deals left and right.
Right, right, right. That's right.
And even just because I'm moving into other states doesn't mean you can't get deals in your own state or wherever it is I'm going to. Because all I'm really hoping to do is get, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 deals per month per state. And I'm talking about the whole state.
So right, right. Okay.
That's all
yeah.
I really care about.
And as far as HUD, it'd be good to go ahead and get that NAID, what's it called, NIE?
Well, you could get
number.
That since you're a realtor. You could get that and probably submit your own bids. I'm guessing. I don't
right.
know if HUD
yeah.
has anything against that or not. I don't know.
Okay.
But you might be able to.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they have a problem with that, but I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I hope that helped.
Yeah, yeah, sure did, Larry.
Excellent, excellent. Well, send those deals over, and I'll be glad to take a look at them for you.
Okay, Larry.
Cool. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else?
Oh, Larry?
Yes, sir.
I guess I don't mean to interrupt from someone else, but...
No, you're fine.
You know, non-owner occupied, is that one guy I was hearing and assuming he gets deals that way, sending out postcards or letters to non-owner occupied houses?
Absolutely, you can do that. What you want to do is buy a... Are you asking me kind of how to do that or what kind of list
right,
to get
yeah,
or whatever?
Right, yeah, how to do that, or is that a good idea?
Well, it is a good idea. It can be expensive, but you can get some deals out of it. But it can be expensive, just so you know. But what you would do is you would buy a list of non-owner occupied or what they call absentee owners. Okay? And you can get those from places like CoreLogix, I believe, Melissa Data. Is another one.
What's that? What
MelissaData.com.
Melissa? Are you saying that?
Yeah, Melissa, MelissaData, Data, DATA.com.
Okay.
And you could get them from there and then just mail out a postcard to them. And you could even have a service like ClickToMail.com. Click, C-L-I-C-K, the number 2, M-A-I-L.com, and you just upload your list. You upload your postcard or letter, whatever.
What was that word before, number 2, click? You say
yeah,
C-L-I-T.
No, C-L-I-C-K, like click a
mail. Oh, click, yeah, click
yeah.
to mail. You know, okay.
Click to mail.
And they'll mail them out? Or?
They'll mail them out. They'll do all of it for you. But if you're going to do that, make sure here's what you need on your list. They need to have owned it at least 7 years, at least. I prefer 10, but at least 7. And make sure you're mailing to houses, you know, land with houses on it. You want to make sure you have at least, you know, a bedroom or a minimum of 3 bedrooms or whatever. Okay,
yeah.
Whatever your number of bedrooms is, you want.
Yeah,
make sure it has a bedroom. That way you know you're mailing to a house. And you can also specify the amount of equity if you want to.
Okay.
That's up to you. That's a personal preference on that, but it's up to you.
And what would be an example? Of,
like 50,000 in equity or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I see him. What about all the other kind of lists you can get, foreclosure lists or HUD homes or, well, HUD homes, you go to HUDstore.com, I guess.
Yeah, and the foreclosure list, I mean, they're, you know, unless you're going to buy them at the sale. One of the things we've started doing recently is buying at auctions, online auctions. Like
buying what? But going to
like,
auctions?
Like HomeSearch.com and Auction.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've only been doing that for about 3 weeks, and I've bought 3 houses so far.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Home Search and Auction.com. Those are the two best. Those are my two favorites.
Home Search?
What about Divorce
Home
List?
HomeSearch.
And Home, what about List of Divorce, people going through divorces or people
you can do that. You can look up
and
people going through divorce. The reason I don't like that is because now you got to deal with the husband and the wife separate. You know, one of them wants to dump the property, the other one don't want to sell, just to spite the
other one. I see. And then
I wouldn't deal with that. Another thing you can do is put, you know, get some sign jockeys to put some signs out for you.
Oh, yeah, the I Buy Houses.
There you go.
You see them everywhere.
If you guys want to see how I recruit my sign jockeys, go to signjockeys.com, and that's with a Y. Sign, signjockeys.com.
S-I-G-N.
You can see how I recruit my sign jockeys. I just run an ad on Craigslist that says get paid to put out signs, and then it has the link to it.
How much do you pay?
I pay them $1 per sign, and it tells that I recorded a little video and put it on the website, and it tells all about it.
Knowing that they're really being put out, I guess, is another thing.
Do what?
Knowing they're being put out or, you know, having to dodge code enforcement, I know on weekdays you got to be careful.
Yeah, if you watch that video, I even talk about that. What if we get calls from code enforcement?
Right.
But I tell my side jockeys that if we get calls from code enforcement, that I'll even pay them to go take the sign back up. I'll pay them the same dollar just to take it back up. And then we just don't put them in that area anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't want to make anybody mad or violate any rule, but we're not going to go checking to see, you know, to get permission. But if they give us a hard time, we'll take them up.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I hope that helped.
Yeah.
Larry, you had a list of people to contact. You have a special name for it, and I signed up with you last summer. And I, like I said, had a spell of illness, and I was out for about 5.5-6 months, and now I can't find it.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better now.
Yeah, I am. But I think I had gotten your office to help me put it in my computer, and I could get people to bid jobs, or if I needed something done. It was a kind of a list of all of your people you found to do work. And
is that those bookmarks?
Bookmark, yeah.
Oh, okay. That comes in my different courses. What course is it that you have?
The richest course.
The filthy riches.
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. Here's what you want to do.
And my computer went down about 2 months ago, and I got a new computer, and I can't. I don't know how to get it on there. So
that's all right. I'm going to give you the link right now if you got a pen.
All right. Okay. I'm with you.
All right, I'm just going to give it to everybody. But if you go to this web page that I'm going to give you, you can get the latest version, and you can either view it right there online if you don't want to have to go through the trouble of importing it, or you can download it and import it if you want to. Okay,
that's what I want to do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, but you can use it right there from that page if you want to.
All right.
So if you go to filthyriches.com/bookmarks. That's filthyriches.com/bookmarks.
Right. Okay.
Cool.
That's what I needed. Thank you.
There you. Hey, no problem at all. It's my pleasure. Anybody else have a question? Anybody got a deal you're working on you need help with or anything? Any ideas, any suggestions, anything you want to know about our business and what we're doing? I'm actually bidding on about 23 properties tomorrow on homesearch.com. I am personally the only one in my office right now that's bidding at auctions because the auctions are fairly new to me, and I want to learn everything myself and do it myself. And I am actually starting with lower price properties. We have bought 3 properties so far from homesearch.com and auction.com. And, well, actually all of them that we bought so far have come from homesearch.com. But I bought 3 properties. One, I paid $8,500 for it. And it was about a 2000 model double wide on about an acre of land. And the other one was a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,900 square foot house that has an ARV of around, I think it's around 120 to 150. And we picked it up for 31. And the last one that I picked up was I paid $6,000 for it. And it has a tenant in it already. It's a little brick ranch house, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, and I picked it up for $6,000, and it already has a tenant in it. Now, I say it has a tenant. It's occupied, okay? So once I close on it, I'm going to see. I mean, I know they're not the owner-occupant, so they've got to be a tenant. So I'm going to see if they have a lease in place. If not, I'll see if they want to put one in place and start paying rent. And I mean, who knows? They might be paying rent now to the guy who got foreclosed on. Who knows? But I'll find out. But not a lot of people want to bid on the occupied properties because they don't want to have to deal with the eviction. But I'm doing it with small numbers so I can learn the whole auction process. So once I do, I'll be sharing that with our students and letting them know how that goes. But I will tell you guys this. 2 of the 3 auctions that I won, I did not meet the reserve. I was the high bidder, but I did not meet the reserve. But in about a week or two, they came back and offered me the property anyway. So the last one I bid on last week, I was the high bidder at $4,000, so I'm hoping they come back and accept that one. I don't know. We'll see. But I just thought I would share that with you guys as well. That's kind of what we're doing that's new in our office, so I just thought I'd share that with you. But I'll be bidding on 20-some properties tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, Larry?
Yes, sir.
What about when you take over a property that has an occupant? I mean, can you offer them to just start a new lease, or do you always – see, I do some leasing here in Austin, Texas, and I hear people always getting evicted when the house gets taken over.
Well, you got to be careful because they might have a lease in place.
Yeah.
You know, they might have a lease in place. So if they have a lease in place, you know, I mean, I'm kind of hoping they do. If they do, then I can get them to pay me. If not, I will, you know, either evict them or ask them if they would like to put a lease, you know, in place.
Right.
Because think about it. If I got $6,000 in the property, then, you know, worst case scenario, they're paying $300 or $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good rate of return.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. Anyway, anybody else have a question you want to ask? Anything you're working on, you need help with?
Larry, I've been wondering if you have worked at all with probate properties and what your experience has been with that.
Well, I have done some of that in the past. It's not a source that we actively pursue, but I have done some in the past. It's been quite a while. But with probate property, I mean, you can buy a list. There's services out there that sell lists, that provide them. You can also get that information at the courthouse. However, you've got to work probates a little bit different. What you're basically doing there is you're solving problems, and you're dealing with situations where there could be a lot of emotions, there could be a lot of, you know, heirs to a property, you know, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters that have inherited a property and some want to sell, some don't. Then you got the executor of the estate that's in charge of everything, and they got to make everybody happy and do the right thing. So I've just found as a source that it's a little bit difficult to really make some good money and treat it as a good source for buying a lot of properties, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I suspected it would be touchier.
It is, and you just got to deal with it in a different way. And some people, I've noticed this, because I know some guys that do this on a regular basis, and they've said, you know, if you go in and you're like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear about your loss, I'm really sorry for you, if there's anything I can do. I mean, most people, they don't really care about that. You know, I mean, yeah, they are grieving, they have lost a loved one, but they realize you're there trying to make some money, okay?
Right.
But they also, there's some people that are like, how dare you try to take advantage of me in this situation I'm in? Then you got to have a comeback for that. If somebody said, I cannot believe my mom just passed away 3 weeks ago, and here you are trying to steal her house from me. How dare you? I mean, you got to have a comeback for that. You know, you got to be able to think on your feet and say, you know, I'm really, really sorry if I offended you. However, we help a lot of people in your situation. There's a lot of people out there that have a property and they need to pay bills. They have bills. They have funeral expenses. They have medical bills. They have credit cards and loans they have to pay off. And yes, I'm in business and I got to make a profit, but I'm able to help all the people that I'm able to work with and solve their problems. If you don't have a problem, that's great. I can't help you. But if you have some property that you need to dispose of to create some fast cash, I'm here to help. You got to have
awesome.
Some kind of comeback for them.
That's really awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anybody else have a question?
Is there any other list that we haven't talked about tonight that might be good to try to find?
Are you talking about like a direct mail list?
Yeah, I guess direct mail. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, there's the probate you can get. There's the absentee owners. There's the delinquent tax.
That's another
divorce that you can get. You can mail owner occupants, but I got a friend over in California in San Diego, and he mails not only absentee owners, but he mails owner occupants as well. So, you know, either one of those you can do.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And there's still some good deals on the MLS, you know, but in your market,
right.
Where'd you say you are, Austin?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got a fairly hot market over there. So,
yeah.
You know, you need to be looking for some unadvertised properties.
Right. That's where you get your best deal, right?
There you go. Yeah. And you won't have any trouble selling them if you find some unadvertised properties, because you guys are in a pretty hot market.
Yeah.
Good. I hope that helped.
Yeah.
Cool. Anybody else have a question? You guys have had some really good questions tonight. Anybody else got anything you want to throw out? Any questions, any comments, anything you're working on?
Oh, Larry.
Yes,
Jerry here in
the
Chicagoland area. I emailed you earlier today and got three emails in return. I don't know if it was by coincidence or not. I was looking to get the update to the ultimate selling and buying machine, and the last copyright date in my material is 2008.
You've had it a while.
Materials put on line now instead of the hard copy manual.
Yeah, what you can do is if you will look on your read this first sheet in the course.
Mm-hmm.
Look on your read this first sheet,
mm-hmm.
and there's a link in there that you can follow, and it'll take you to the updates page.
Uh huh.
And you can download the latest copy of the manual.
Okay. All right, and in particular, also with that was the DVD tutorial. It was an Oracle-clad disk relative to tabbed browsing. The one I had, computer person was able to tell me that it's dated October 16th, 2008. Is that tutorial now also online?
You sent me. Okay, I remember you sent me the long email about the DVD and stuff.
Yeah. About that.
Well, here's what we did for you, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're an Inner Circle member,
mm-hmm.
I told them to give you access to the digital version of the course.
Okay.
So you got the updated digital of everything.
Oh, okay.
Those three emails were probably.
Okay.
Customer service person, I just forwarded your email to them,
mm-hmm.
and I told them to set you up and give you access to the digital version of the course,
okay.
which will give you all the latest bookmarks, the manual, and tutorials.
Okay. All right. So that'll take the place of what was formerly the hard copy stuff.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
Oh, you're very welcome. So check those emails. And it should be some login information for that, okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because since you didn't understand those other emails that came to you.
Right, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's okay, but you have access to the digital version now.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
Anybody else have a question?
Larry?
Yes, sir.
I heard a deal. It was a leasing client today. She's going through divorce, and she sold her house to an investor. She and her husband, they're splitting their ways, and because they're so well known around the country, that big company had advertised on billboards. Is it investors.com or weBuyUglyHouses.com or
Homevestors.
Homevestors, that's it, Homevestors.
Yeah.
So she knew about that being kind of more of a household word. So yes, and she went to them. No one came to her.
Right.
That's just being able to, yes.
Well, they're based out of Texas.
Yeah, and I and everyone else missed the opportunity with her. She knows she could have made more house if she just sold it on the retail market, but she just didn't have time.
Homebusters does a lot of business in Texas.
Yeah, that's well, what about expired listings and then for sale by owners?
You could do that. There's probably not going to be a whole lot of expired listings in your market just because of it being a pretty hot market.
Right.
But, yeah, good sources right there. Going to your local RIA groups. Doing some direct mail, finding some sign jockeys, MLS properties, HUD properties, auction properties, going to your RIA group and getting deals from other wholesalers. A lot of stuff. Craigslist, just running your own ads on Craigslist, trolling for ads on Craigslist as well. There's a lot of things you can do.
And what about for sale by owners? Do you think that's
source? Absolutely.
I talked to one, but he just didn't think his numbers would work for investment.
Yeah, you just have to make a lot of calls.
Right. It's just the numbers game. Right?
That's right. Cool. Now you got some pretty good sources to go out there and find some deals.
Okay.
Anybody else have a question? Any more questions from anyone, I should say.
And I can just email them to you. If I find some good deals, I need someone to
Oh yeah.
walk me through the steps. I haven't done one yet. So.
Absolutely. Just email it to me, and I'll walk you right through it.
I don't want to screw up.
Oh, no, I don't want you to either. That's what you're paying me for. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be right here for you.
Okay.
I don't want you to make a mistake.
Right. I mean, put you out of business, right? Put me out of business.
There you go. There you go. Any more questions from anybody? All right, going once. Going twice. All right, guys, I really appreciate you guys being on here. You guys had some awesome questions. If you need any help between these calls, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email to larry@larrygoins.com. Remember, I'm always here for you, and I will help you in any way that I can. And we really, really sincerely appreciate your business and look forward to hearing your success stories. So with that, if you don't have any more questions, and you can email me anytime in between. If not, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. So thanks a lot, everybody. Everybody have a great night.
Thank you.
Same here.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.